The book is called Rainbow in the Cloud, The Wisdom and Spirit of Maya Angelou. And our next guest was raised by one of the most influential voices of our time, the late poet and author, Dr. Maya Angelou. Guy Johnson, her son, has joined us on the show. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Guy.
Our happy pre-Thanksgiving.
Happy pre-Thanksgiving to you. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing wonderfully.
You know, when I think of your mother, Maya Angelou, especially with what's going on in Ferguson, I think about how we need it and how we need her lessons, her beautiful poems, books, celebrations, and love. And you've done it with this book, Rainbow in the Cloud, The Spirit, The Wisdom of Maya Angelou.
Well, what I tried to do is I tried to synthesize out of all of her body of work, as well as the things that she tried to tell me when I was growing up that I did my best to ignore, and put them in a book, because many of the things she tried to teach me were great lessons. I was just a hard-headed teenager.
Right. You know what? We've all been there, you know. And to you, she was Mama. But when you realized she was Maya Angelou to the world, how did that make you feel?
Well, it took me till I was about 30 to see that, you know.
Wow.
You know, truthfully, you spend so much time trying to get your own feet on the ground and find out who you really are that it's hard to tell when your parents are more than just the regular parent, if you get what I mean. I spent a lot of time rebelling against my mother. As a matter of fact, I mean, many of the things in here were things that she said to me countless times. In the 1950s, when I was in elementary school, my mother would come to school wearing African dress with her hair natural. And tell the truth, there were like 8 other black women in the United States under 100 years old who wore their hair natural at that time.
Right, right.
Mother knew all of them, you know. Miriam Makeba, Odetta, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And I was brainwashed by the insidious effects of racism. So I was afraid. I was afraid to have her, you know, come to school because kids would say things like, "Your mama from lost Africa," and I'd end up in a fight. Most of the kids who said that to me were a lot larger. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Guy Johnson, the son of the late poet, the great Maya Angelou, has joined us on the show. Share with us, Guy, would you, that, you know, while recovering from a car accident, how Maya Angelou, how your mom literally saved your life.
Truthfully, the doctors thought I was going to die. I was paralyzed. I was in ICU in an iron lung. The doctors were, you know, they took my mother aside and said, "We don't think your son's going to last a week." And my mother, in her stentorian tone, said, "What do you know? I have gone to a higher authority. My son will walk out of here." And, you know, the doctor said, "Oh, well, Dr. Angelou, we realize you have to say that." She said, "No, I'm not having to say it. I'm saying it because it's my faith and my belief." Well, 2.5 months later, much to the doctor's surprise, who said I was going to die and wasn't going to walk, I walked out with crutches out of that hospital.
Wow, incredible.
Faith is her rock. She used to say things like, "Put it in my mouth to say, Lord, and I will say it. Put it in my heart to do, and I will do it."
Well, how did she say, "Take your behind to bed"? I wonder how she said.
She said, she would say, "I'm stepping out on your word."
Uh-huh.
I remember once when I was 16, she was leading a demonstration in a similar situation as in Ferguson. A black man had been shot, an unarmed black man had been shot, and this was in New York, and I was like 15 or 16. She was leading a demonstration in New York. And the mounted police turned down the street to come toward us. And people started leaving the demonstration because in those days, the mounted police would run over you, trample you. So I pulled on my mother's sleeve and said, "Come on, Mom, the police are coming." She acted like she didn't hear me. She kept on marching. I said, "Ma, please, you're going to get us killed." She turned to me and she said, "One person standing on the word of God is the majority."
I know.
Truthfully, I thought she was crazy.
That's mom. I remember your mom telling Oprah when she was asked, what are you most proud of? And she said, the birth of her son, you, Guy Johnson. Thank you so much for your time. Rainbow in the Cloud, The Wisdom and Spirit of Maya Angelou is the book. Make sure you pick that up. Great quotes, celebrations, love, beautiful poems, some of the greatest quotes that could ever be uttered by an individual. Guy Johnson has compiled them in this book from his mom. Thank you so much, Guy. Happy Thanksgiving.